Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Darrington Taye Show.
Call the Darrington Taye Show at 661-467-2416.
Hey, gorgeous. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
Well, so you can run and tell Pat, homeboy.
In this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break it back.
It is the Darrington Taye Show. It is January 9th, 2011. I am Derek. There is Tay.
That's me.
This is our second show in the new year.
Yay.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Did I say that already?
No, you did not.
Or podcasting wherever you may be listening.
Well, right now we're live.
But we're live.
Sorry. I was writing something down.
All right. That's all right. We got the show together. We had a little rocky start with our technical producer, Eric Failish.
Eric Failish?
Almost didn't get the show on.
Oh, well, you know, Eric Failish sometimes comes out, but we like him and we still pay him anyway.
Does the job right.
Yeah, he does the job right,
and
eventually.
He should be on now.
Yeah. What was the problem, Eric?
Well,
wait, can we get Eric on the mic here?
Oh, yeah. Hold on one sec.
Okay.
Be right there.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, here he is. Hey, Eric.
Well, you see, the problem is I am the output and the input, and then it didn't work.
Oh, the output and the input.
Never a good thing.
Oh, okay. Well, Eric, it's okay. All right. Yeah.
One thing that happened with that, we got, I thought it'd be fancy to get all these labels and label all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And ever since I labeled it, I've got it wrong times. And we never got it wrong before.
Now
that they're labeled.
Are the cable and the input labeled? Maybe that's,
you know,
where
what?
You failed.
The actual input.
Or, I'm sorry, that's where Eric failed.
Yeah. Eric Failish.
Maybe.
Our
maybe
technical
you should
producer.
Label both the input and the output so that way
something.
You can match up colors, you know, like
colors
little kids
work.
Do. Colors would be good. Little colored stickers.
You know what? It was so easy before they were labeled. I don't know.
Maybe,
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's the literature that's hard, maybe.
Yeah, it is. You got to read it and you second guess it.
Yeah, reading is fundamental, though.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, you can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com for fun videos we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And contact the show at 661-467-2416. If we do not answer, call us back.
Yeah, we had some good callers last week.
Yes. Kyle and friends.
Hey, gorgeous.
Yeah. He was great. We had some rapping and all that. We really appreciate the calls. And all the listeners. We had a lot of listeners over the week.
Yes, nearly. Did we have 400 downloads this week?
I think
last
we broke 400.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
400.
Thanks, everyone,
that
for your support.
That is totally awesome. Really appreciate that.
Now, my wonder is...
Tell
your friends. Are people listening for like 5 seconds and then turning it off?
Yeah,
or are they listening to the entire
right?
show?
What is this crap? Is there good stuff or what? I don't know.
So if you think we're halfway decent, please contact the show. Write us an email. Don't write us a scathing, like flaming email, because we can't take it.
That's right.
Maybe like
don't let that be our first email.
Please don't let that be our first email. You know what? People are going to... We're just inviting people to send us scathing,
that's
flaming
emails.
That's
right. Now
emails.
They're going to send them to
idiot.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do send this scathing email.
Yeah, do send a scathing, awful emails telling us how much we suck.
I would love to get those.
Yes. If the more cuss words that are contained in them, the better.
It would just be great.
Call us names. That would be fantastic. Oh, there's that again.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
I really have a problem
that
with this word.
Fantastic.
Oh, we're going to play the whole clip again
for
everybody?
Play the
whole okay.
Oh, that's professional.
Oh, I like that one. That was my favorite.
Professional.
That's probably my favorite. My favorite Derrick and Kay show drop.
Yeah. That
combining two words today. I keep talking over my own.
That was the first show.
Yeah, it was. I keep talking over my own back. See, look, stop
you know, it's
playing
me.
It
I'm playing it when you're doing it. That's the
when you see my mouth moving, don't press the button. Here we go. I'm going to stop. Professional.
And
there you go.
It sounds like, okay, that's the magic at the board.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Can I just tell you that there was crazy traffic on the way here? I think I stopped in every red light on Brookline Avenue.
Really?
Yes.
I hate when that happens. It always seems to happen all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, then that one turns green, and you're starting to go, and then mm-hmm. you see the yellow ahead, and mm-hmm. you stop again.
There's a bunch of people on the road, too. I don't know where they're all going.
At this hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Sunday afternoon?
Strange time.
It's definitely a strange time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be going to rehearsal later. Second Sunday in a row, going to rehearsal.
That's right. That's why we had to,
it's
do this
tiring.
A little bit earlier. But
yeah.
We should be our regularly scheduled time next week.
Yes, because the concert is on Friday. So I'll give a small plug to Cantata Singers Ensemble. There's a concert on Friday at Jordan Hall, 8 p.m. It's going to be Vaughn Williams, Riders to the Sea, and some other English songs. Course.
Are those
chorus.
Are those drinking songs?
No.
She shanties.
No, but there's a lot of about. There's a lot of sea. Going to sea themes.
Going to sea themes.
Yes.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. Also.
I have a plug too.
What's your plug?
Well, it's not necessarily of a thing happening, but I have to give a shout out to my sweetie Julie, who got me all set up today in her old laptop, which is doing our soundboard tonight.
Amazing.
Which is great. And
loving it.
She's helped me get ready here, and she made us lovely peanut butter cookies.
Oh, that's right. I haven't tried one yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
She is our number one fan and number one listener.
P1 listener. I hear little cheers from over there.
Yeah. That's awesome.
She's got two fists up.
Thank you very much.
Well,
I really appreciate everything. Yeah, they look lovely.
I'm going to have a small piece. These are peanut butter cookies. I enjoy a good peanut butter cookie.
Peanut butter?
Oh, that's right. Peanut butter, not peanut butter.
Delicious.
Yeah, they're good. Julie, these are great.
Yeah, you would have never known.
Yeah, good work.
You would have never known we used rancid butter in them.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Did it have green stuff on it, too?
Well, Julie got rid of all the bad butter.
There was bad butter in your fridge?
In the freezer.
Really? In the freezer?
Yeah.
Can we just stop for a moment and talk about why your butter was in your freezer?
It was going to be for cooking. It was unsalted butter.
Not for eating?
No, I don't. Well, we could probably do a whole show on this.
Why not?
And Julie's
we
really
got time.
Excited. She helped me clean some of this. Let me just tell you, probably the best thing, the ultimate thing, as far as the oldest thing that was in the refrigerator that we cleaned out.
Uh-huh.
Could not believe this. You know those little lemon bottles?
Lemon bottles. You mean the
lemon-shaped
juice? Bottles? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We found one of those.
Uh-huh.
And the date on the back, underneath, 03.
No way. Was there a small hamster inside?
That would have been a colony of hamsters or something.
That is gross.
What? 03?
03.
Like, that was... I wasn't living here then.
No.
That's moved along or something.
03? What was happening 03?
Really frightening.
Let's see.
Like
I was still living at 8 Carver Street.
That's frightening.
And, yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
really
that was
old.
A long time ago.
That's a long time ago,
that was
yeah.
a long time ago.
Real long time ago. Anyway.
03.
I don't know.
Wow.
Got new stuff now.
Did it have anything inside? Was it like fuzzy or did it look okay?
I think we just chucked it.
And can I ask you another question?
Yeah. Please.
Why was it in the freezer?
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
that was
okay.
In the fridge.
Oh, okay. Wait, it was
out.
In the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a whole new level because you've moved with it several times.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Isn't it amazing?
it
wasn't here when, I mean, it's.
You
I
packed
didn't buy
up all your boxes
here.
And you're looking in the refrigerator. Hey, lemon juice.
Oh, three. Good. No.
No.
Yeah, I made your drink with that last time.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I wonder why it tasted funny. Oh, wait, speaking of making drinks, I got, you know, your gift, your Christmas gifts
mm-hmm.
are going to come in phases. And I figured I'd give you a
wow.
part on each show until
really?
I was done.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so I got phase one here of Christmas for Derek.
Are we doing that now?
Yeah, we can do it right now.
Oh, that's great.
All right, let me grab it. Hold on.
All right. Obviously, put some what's we going?
Christmas music.
I'm trying to find something here.
For God's sake.
Okay, here we go. Still celebrating Christmas here on the
Yes,
Derek and
Christmas
Kay
all year round. All right,
this
so the
wonderful.
Christmas phase one. I got some lovely homemade stuff for you. This is, I don't know why I put this bag on here, maybe because I was scared that it would spill or something.
Uh-huh.
But this is a homemade simple syrup.
Oh, lovely.
For drinks, and it's got, it's infused with grapefruit, ginger,
wow.
and a little bit of clove.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
look
yeah.
at this. What a nice looking bottle, too.
Isn't that a great bottle?
Wait, can I just open this up?
Yeah, open it right up. Like, yeah, it's got a little,
what a really
little
cool
treat bag on the
bottle.
Outside.
It's like one of those...
It's a flask.
It's like one of the. Is it? Oh, it's a flask.
Yeah, it's a flask.
So I can be sipping this out in public.
Yeah, you can. You know.
Well, it's simple syrup. Oh, it's joy.
Simple syrup. Yeah.
Look at this. Let's see.
Yeah, a little Christmas label
really
on there
nice
for you.
Bottle.
Yeah, and that's a. It's a little ornament you can put on, you know, a tree next year.
I can put this on the tree.
Yeah,
joy.
A little ornament.
It's
yeah.
Nice white lettering.
Yeah.
It's a lovely bottle. Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm excited to make drinks with this.
Yeah, take a sniff of that.
Can I smell it?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Didn't know if it would...
No, it's not going to explode or anything. It's not radioactive. Not today, anyway.
I smell it. It's a full
yeah,
effect here.
Yeah, it tastes good, too. I tasted it some a little bit.
Oh, that
smells
really
good, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's yummy.
That smells amazing.
Yeah, so I don't know what kind of drinks you can make with that, but you can make some good-ass drinks.
Mm.
Nice martini
Oh, thank
action.
You so much.
You're
I'm
welcome.
I'm really excited about that. That's
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's so that's phase one. Phase two is in progress right now. So
all right.
We'll do that on next week's show.
This is exciting. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas is still happening.
Christmas all year round. I love it.
I did not know.
We have like multiple weeks of Christmas. We got some people got 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
We got like 28 days of Christmas.
28 days. And going.
And still going.
Stay tuned next week and see what presents come about.
That's right. Oh, man.
Wow.
So I totally had a story prepared about something, and I completely forgot what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in the news.
There is a lot of stuff in the news.
The weird news just kept coming.
Well, there's a lot of bad news, too.
Is there some bad news?
Well, there was a shooting in Tucson, Arizona yesterday.
I did not hear about this.
Oh, awful. Some donk, some loser walked into a Safeway, some town meeting or something, that there was, I don't know, there was a congresswoman there, a child, some people there. He went in and shot up the place and killed like five people. One of them was the kid.
That's horrible. Those are always the worst when people are just coming in.
Yeah, I don't
understand. Like there's no purpose behind it
it's
or no.
It's so gross.
It's just like random. Yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't kill himself either like a lot of those people do.
Oh, right. That's like the last thing you
yeah.
do.
So yeah. So he's in federal custody, but he's not saying anything. He's just like
That's
silent.
Horrible. That's ridiculous.
Gross. I hate that.
I hate that too.
I mean, what is the point? What
Does
are you mad about?
Yeah.
Just going, you just want to murder people for no
yeah.
reason?
Randoms.
Innocent children?
It's
doesn't
horrible.
Make any sense. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that on the show.
That's
just
okay.
what happened yesterday. I mean, yesterday
well.
While I was at work. Working my ass off on a snowy afternoon.
Oh, yeah? You had a full day? Yes. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
You
I went
a full
to
day, right?
company meeting at 7 o'clock, and then I came back at 2 to stay till 9:30. It was a long time.
Jeez, a company meeting and a full shift.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to take a nap in between either because I was
back.
Just tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I lost my digital camera for some reason.
You lost it?
Yeah. I put it down to, like, find something. What's going on in the background there?
I don't know.
I put right. it down. We gotta get Julie on the mics one of these days.
I know she's. I don't. We get her on some of these days.
I put the camera down. I was taking some pictures of my closet.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh
yeah,
I think I saw some of those pictures.
Yeah, they're on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then I went into another room, and then it was gone. It's like someone took it, but I was there alone.
Paddington.
I bet it's Paddington.
It's like under the bed.
Under the bed.
I'm sure.
Or under
is.
The couch or something.
Yeah.
Damn cat.
He's good at stealing stuff.
He is. I mean, I would like to believe that it was him, but at the time he was dead asleep on the bed, so I don't know.
He'll take something, like my watch, I remember it, one room to the next.
Yes, he steals watches.
I mean...
He's obsessed with watches. Takes them to another room and then puts them under the bed. It's the strangest thing. Oh, I got my car back this week.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay!
That's great.
I'm so scared someone's going to hit me again. I really
well,
am.
Well, things do come in threes, right?
Oh,
I hate
say
to say that.
That.
I know,
oh,
I know. You're
just
probably,
killing me
you're probably
over here.
Good. You're probably good.
I hope I'm good because it looks great.
Nothing's happened to the other side yet, huh?
No, I wish.
Only been that one side.
I wish they had hit the other side because that's the side with a little bit of damage on it.
Oh, so they could fix that would get fixed up in the works too.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it still smells like kennel on the inside.
Oh, did they do that again?
I don't think so. because it was 3 weeks prior that they had repaired it.
Oh.
But it still smells like the kennel cleaner.
I don't know. You know, when you get a car back from the body shop, there's always a weird smell inside, I feel.
It's really strong. I don't know what they use, but I tried to use this, like, smell remover, but it doesn't work out. Maybe I should buy those volcanic rocks.
Volcanic rock?
Yeah, there's some volcanic what? Rocks that... look on your faces like WTF. They got these volcanic, like, pumice rocks that uh-huh. apparently absorb the smell, and then you can reactivate them by putting them in the oven or, like, putting them in the sunshine for, like, 3 hours. They really were.
Huh. Is that anything like whiskey rocks?
No.
Or whiskey stones? Is that what that's called?
What are whiskey stones?
Not related at all. It's something you put
Are you making that up?
No, this is real. This is the real deal. It's something you put in your freezer.
Uh-huh.
And you put it in, I think, whiskey, and it doesn't water it down. They're like stones.
Oh,
is it whiskey
like,
or
like
is it
ice?
It's like ice, but they're not.
I never heard of it. Why don't you have
it? Is it not whiskey?
I don't know.
I don't think I don't really drink straight whiskey.
Well, not anymore. Not after our encounter with the Manhattans. Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
This is like, how long ago was
down
that?
Down and out.
It was like 6 or 7 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
When we were like...
Good drink.
We used to just like, we were like 12 years old. You play video games all night and then pass out. It was the dumbest thing ever.
Do you pass out?
Yeah, it was like we're like 10 years old. But,
yeah.
But except we would drink.
And like, not lightly.
No.
I mean, a strong, not a lot of drinks, but like.
We would fit strong drinks.
There's been a few, like one and done.
Well, there was a couple times when it was just way strong. Like there was the Manhattan's night. Manhattans will murder you.
Oh
but
my
we,
god!
But we drank them in like the big glasses. We weren't drinking like the little
yeah.
like, modern size Manhattans. We were drinking like the big honker of a glass Manhattans.
And then, size of your head.
Yeah, size of your head. Pass out, and then we had the 99 apples.
Yeah. The strongest
cocktail.
Apple martini I've ever had.
Oh Christ! What is was it 99 because it was 99 proof? Is that why?
I don't know.
I think it was.
I don't think you're supposed to mix that with vodka.
Oh, it was really
and we
strong.
Were just playing. It was just like one of those things. Like I'm just gonna lie down.
Yeah.
And
all
4:30
of a sudden, it's
in the
like...
morning. Some weird thing on TV. I don't know what happened. We were playing a game.
Those were fun when we were playing
on
with the
floor.
The Dreamcast and
the
Japanese
crazy,
video game.
Crazy ass game.
Yes. The yeah. Nintendo Family Computer game.
Oh, it's so great. Sailor Fuku.
Sailor Fuku.
I don't know.
Sailor Fuku was like this Japanese 8-bit Nintendo game.
Worst gameplay ever.
Terrible gameplay. It was just this guy climbing ladders to get to the woman, but in between there was like pornographic 8-bit pictures.
Oh, yeah.
In between
revealing,
levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gameplay was so awful, but you wanted to get to the next level so you could see the next pornographic picture.
It was totally crazy. And, like, the little girl is, like, throwing stuff at you. You're trying to climb the ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Pushing, like, A, B, A, B, A, B to climb up. That's, like, what you do to move is A, B, A, B. You're just back and forth.
It's the worst ever.
It's like,
was she son, throwing stuff at you, or was it, like, something?
It was just falling?
I
have no idea.
It was just falling.
It's, like, random stuff, like, crap.
Yeah.
A bottle and a boot. I don't know.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And because you had a bunch of like sort of pirated like 8-bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
On one disc.
All the stuff like world. It was like worldwide.
And then there was Snoopy Olympics.
Snoopy Olympics.
Where
was great.
One button would just make you fall down.
The pole vaulting. The boot toss.
Oh, the boot toss was fantastic.
The pizza run.
Oh, the pizza run. I never could get that.
Such a great game.
Oh. Did Alex? I think Alex did well on the pizza run, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he schooled us, which was kind of funny because we used to play that pretty. Oh, nice. We used to play that pretty regularly.
Oh, really?
And then he just came to like one of our. It's one of your gaming parties, I think.
Oh, the gaming party.
And he like just like schooled us on that. We're like, we play that game all the time, but we couldn't play.
Remember my ex-boyfriend? You played Smash against him, and he got so mad because you
oh,
beat
yeah.
him a bunch of times.
Yeah,
and you guys
awesome.
Just kept playing all night long, but he couldn't beat you. He got so bitter.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll take him down. And Tetris, he doesn't even know what's coming.
Oh, wait, you guys didn't play Tetris, though, did you?
I think it was that part. I think it was later.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah, I think that was a little bit later.
Oh, there was real
Tetris?
Tetris?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't remember what system it was, but yeah.
I don't do well with Tetris.
No, I know.
I do well with maybe single Tetris where I can play against myself, but you know where I really kick ass is Mario, Dr. Mario.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that because someone at work was talking about that. Yeah, you school on that. And
it's so
which
fun.
Which never really got me because I thought I would be pretty good at it,
it's
but no.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
I love
it's a good game.
The cascade you can get going.
It's really vicious.
I think it's vicious because it requires advanced planning of your move.
Yep, you got to think ahead.
You can get like four cascades going
organized,
and then you
yep.
score your opponent.
That and Yoshi's Cookie.
Oh, Yoshi's Cookie is fantastic. You can download that on WiiWare now. I have that.
Yeah, we should play that. We should play those again. I struggle with that.
Oh, we used to play that in college all the time. We used to have like a dorm-wide tournament.
Yeah.
Yoshi's Cookie. And we used to just call it the Cookie Game.
The Cookie Game.
Yes.
I think I could sneak a win in every once in a while, but I think it was rare.
I love that game. I wish I had the music from that game.
They should make that a four-player.
Yoshi's Cookie?
Yeah.
How would you see what's going on?
I don't know.
That would be a lot of action on
really
one
fun.
Screen
four
forever.
Player. Yeah, they could
oh
do it.
Oh, my gosh. Yoshi's Cookie was so fun. Well, it still is fun. It's fun in 2011 as well.
It's still fun. It's a good game.
I've been so busy. I haven't had time to play Rune Factory. That's what I'm playing right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Love that game. Fight and pick up chicks.
Fight, farming, and...
Yes, fight, farming,
drinking.
And pick
there
up...
drinking?
There's no drinking in Rune
drink,
Factory.
There's the bar.
You can get a bottle of wine, but mm-hmm. it just makes you, like, more
sleepy.
Powerful or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like in real life.
Just like in real life. But it costs, like, 2,000 gold.
Wow. That
it's kind
sounds
of
like
it's
a
expensive.
Lot of, that sounds like a lot of money.
It's a lot of money in Rune Factory land. But it's fun. It's fighting and picking up chicks and farming. I mean, how good is that? You can't, it doesn't get any better.
That's a great game.
Pretty awesome.
It's like real life.
Yeah, almost like real life, except for the farming part. Oh, and I'm excited about the Zelda game, but that's not coming out for a while.
Sorry.
I got cows. I got cows, and I got chickens.
Uh-huh.
And I have, like, some... I don't have those.
Oh.
What are those, anyway? Is that like a seal?
That's
what
a
is that?
That's a dolphin.
Oh, it's a dolphin. That's
yeah.
right. You can't have dolphins in Rune Factory.
No.
No cats either,
okay.
sadly. They don't do anything for you. No dogs, though.
Oh, that's sad.
But you can have little woolly things that like give you wool.
Oh, sheep.
They don't look like sheep, but they give you wool. I mean, they look kind of like sheep, but they're really odd looking. I don't have any sheep sounds. Sorry.
I don't either. I should have one because I got a good sheep story coming up.
I can make a sheep sound. How about that?
Let's hear it. Well, it's really good. I'll need you to do that when we were in the weird news. He'll know when to do it.
All right. Well, should we take a break?
We should probably take a break. We'll
okay.
come back with some weird news.
We got a packed show.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Barbecue foot massage. Jones barbecue and foot massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. HTML.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
We are back.
We are back. And as a reminder, always, you can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com or call the show when we are live at 661-467-2416. I think it's time for the weird news. What do you think?
I think it is time for weird news. And boy, do I have plenty to get to.
Was this week especially fruitful in weird news?
I don't know what it is, but I got some doozies here. Let's start with this one right now.
I'm excited.
In Delaware, we've got a drunken burglar.
Not Florida or California?
No, unbelievable.
Shocking.
We've got a drunken burglar that gets stuck inside a house.
Uh-oh.
He breaks in through an upper window. This is not the first time he broke into this house, so they changed the lock, and they had a lock system where he couldn't, he needed the key to unlock the deadbolt.
Why would you break into the same house twice?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he did well the first time, but he didn't do well the second time. He went in, started drinking multiple bottles of whiskey, two bottles of whiskey, three bottles of gin. This guy would be dead. I don't understand
the
math.
He drank the whole bottle?
He drank those bottles, whatever was left, I guess. He couldn't figure out how to get out. He couldn't get out from where he came in because he was too hammered.
I don't think you could figure out how to get out of your pants then. And
called
that's what's happening in Delaware. Sorry.
Thank you. So he called 911. And
he called 911.
And then he got arrested.
What a donk.
That's a doozy, boy.
Of all the things to do when you break into someone's house, you don't drink. You steal stuff, right?
I don't know what happens. We had another weird news story once where someone came in. And they left notes, and they ate some food. I don't understand.
They were stealing food and electronics, and then they left a note saying we thanks for all the food or something.
Yeah, thanks for all the goods. We really enjoy it.
That's just
that's not
an a-hole move.
That's not funny.
Yeah, this guy is just a donk.
Douchebag.
Who goes into someone else's house and drinks?
I don't understand those bottles. They say three bottles of gin. And
they could not have been full.
Two bottles of whiskey.
He would have been dead.
Yeah, you would have. That would have been.
Unless he was a professional.
That would have been. He's a real professional.
Yeah. I mean, it's gross. Loser.
Well.
All right. What else?
I don't know. I guess this makes the weird news here. I don't know if you heard about this. We have a mother. This is over. This is New Year's news. Oh, wait. New Year's
news. Happy New Year. Yay!
Where the mother gives birth to twins, one in 2010 and one in 2011.
Oh, that's craziness.
Yeah, right at the stroke of midnight, I guess. A girl was born at 11:59 p.m., and then the son was born at 12 a.m.
So they're twins, but one's birthday is on the 31st of December, and another one's is on the 1st.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
This happened in Illinois.
But that's like a technicality, really.
Like a technicality, yeah. I mean,
I guess it's kind of fun.
There's not much, yeah, I mean, they're going to be probably picking on each other.
Yeah.
I'm a year older. But
I'm a year older.
Not really.
But not, that's confusing.
It's really weird.
Oh, no. They'll be confused for the rest of their life.
I guess so.
That's going to be really confusing on a application.
That's what's happening in Illinois.
When they apply to kindergarten,
and
one of them's five, and then another one's four.
Yeah. Weird. Mm. Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge for them when they apply for preschool.
I would think so, yeah.
Way to put it down on a story, Kay. All right, go ahead. What's the next? Miss positivity.
Well, you remember talking last week about the guy who stole a cab?
Yeah.
And remember when you were saying, but they stole a police car?
Was he driving the last cab that we were in? Maybe he didn't know how to drive
that one.
Yeah,
no, that is right,
that same guy? Anyway, what happened to him?
Well, this is a man that came to a... This is in Idaho, where a man asked the authorities to deport him back to Mexico. When they refused his request, he immediately stole a police car. He ended up... I don't know where he was heading, but it ended up running out of gas, and then the authorities picked him up.
In Idaho?
Yeah.
So... I just want to reiterate that normally people don't want to go back to Mexico. They want to come in the United States from Mexico.
That's right.
So that's the first issue I have with this story. And isn't it easy just to go back to Mexico? It's easy to get in, but it's not easy to get out,
right?
He wanted
to be deported, I guess. And that's what's happening in Idaho.
Well, I mean, I guess he's going to be deported now. Was that his whole point?
He got arrested. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I don't know. I guess he wanted a free trip there.
How do you get stuck in the United States? You can't get stuck here.
And it's far away from Mexico, too, by the way.
If everything, they want you to go away. People, it's hard to get in, but it's not it's not hard to get out, I don't think. No. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think he probably wanted a free trip is my guess.
Oh, free trip? Free trip to Mexico?
Yeah. Hmm.
From Idaho?
He couldn't. Maybe he couldn't figure out how to get back.
I know. He could have taken the Bolt bus
like,
or something.
It's like those.
They got Bolt bus in Idaho?
I don't think they do. I don't think
you know,
they
the Chinatown bus?
No, they don't.
The Idaho town bus? The Boise bus.
Yeah, what is it? If it's like $1 or something? I don't think it's the same kind
the
of deal.
Boise bus that goes straight.
Boise bus.
Straight to Mexico.
One way. Oh, no round trip.
No round trip. $1, Boise,
one way.
Boise to Cancun.
I got another one here. I'm going to play different music for this one.
All right.
Is this? There we go.
Oh, Angry Birds.
We've got Angry Birds that turn up in a carnival game.
Oh, really?
Realty's not expected.
Oh, it's like an Angry Birds mix? What's this?
Yeah, this is like a remix.
Oh, okay.
So this happens in China, of course, because they do all those things where they don't pay people for intellectual property or something.
In China?
I don't know. Seems like it. So they have this like carnival game where you have a slingshot that you actually slingshot the birds into pigs. Kind of like that game, you know, at carnivals where you might spend like $50 to get your sweetie a crappy $5 gift.
$50?
You know, you throw the bottles at the milk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's that kind of game.
But with Angry Birds?
With Angry Birds.
Oh, so
there's a picture
like,
of it.
There's a slingshot and then
yeah,
there's
an actual slingshot.
Oh.
Goes back.
Did they get sued or something?
No.
Oh.
The company isn't expected to get royalties from this.
Right, of course.
But
that's a little crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
They love Angry Birds in China.
I guess they do. It's big
business.
People
love Angry Birds around the world.
It's pretty popular.
If you go to the website, it'll say like the most downloaded iPod app in like all these
crazy.
Like every country in America.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People just can't get enough slinging birds. They just really, you know, are you going to play the It's All Good music?
Hello?
Yeah, here
hello?
We go.
Hello?
It's waiting
it's
for that.
All good. It's all good.
So funny.
It's
all good.
My husband cannot stop playing the Angry Birds.
Oh, it's so good. I'm still on the holiday one. I'm not getting anywhere.
Oh, you're in the holiday one?
Yeah, I'm still on it.
Is that one hard?
It's a lot harder. And there's not as many. There's only like 25 in winter, and then there's the Halloween ones, and it just takes forever.
I'm telling you, I spent like 5 days on one level.
It's really a pain.
And I get so angry.
It's really frustrating.
You just want to move on after a while. You're like, well, I can't get to the next level. I mean, you don't want to do the previous level again. You just want to move on to something different, but you can't.
You can't.
Because you got to beat the first. It's the backwards bird, so
and,
it really makes me angry.
Oh, I those are like useless to me.
I hate them.
It's so hard to calculate that.
That what are they? It's like a
boomerang.
Yeah.
Toucan Sam crap.
It's awful.
It's horrible. I can't believe your husband is. I mean, he's going to go crazy and get the gold stars on. I mean, the three stars. That sounds insane to me.
Well, he's trying to. I think at some point he gets just impatient and just moves on. If it's too hard, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's every time we stop talking, he picks up the palm and he's like,
and he's back
and
into
the
it.
Music comes on, and I'm
jeez.
Like, wow. Well, that was fun.
Well, I've seen him do that after we played, too.
Oh, yeah. He whips it out.
He's
and
like done, yeah.
Well, not whips it out, but whips up the palm, and then the Angry Bird music comes on.
Right.
I mean, I like Angry Birds as much as the next gal, but, I mean, damn.
Me, too. I got a couple more here.
It's like crack or something.
Good back-to-back ones.
All right.
We've got this one comes to us in Pennsylvania.
Shocker.
We got a blow-up doll that causes a car crash.
Oh, wow. Who was driving it? Kyle? Because he's from Pennsylvania.
No, it wasn't Kyle.
Oh.
Hey, gorgeous.
Darn.
Police say that at Boiling Springs, a motorist was rear-ended when he stopped suddenly after spotting what he thought was a lying person in the road ended up being a blow-up doll. I guess everyone's okay, including the blow-up doll. No injuries were reported. It was unclear whether each driver was cited in the accident. And I'd like to just say, not your ordinary airbag.
Oh, where's your rim shot?
Sorry.
That's okay. There it is. I don't understand the appeal of a blow-up doll.
I don't either.
I mean, okay, maybe I do. I do understand the appeal of a blow-up doll, but I just don't understand why you would hang on to it or... Why, you know, there's people that
why
have...
Why you'd be driving? Why would we?
Why would
there
it
be
on
the
street?
Road? Yeah, I don't understand that either.
And then there's, I saw this, like, strange special on, it was either, I think it might have been the National Geographic Network, where they had, it's called Strange Love or Strange Sex.
Uh-huh.
And there are people who are obsessed with blow-up dolls or sex dolls.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, they have dolls.
Yeah.
I think I saw bits of this too.
Yeah.
It's not just blow-up dolls. Like,
yeah,
they were dolls.
Yeah, they were like real, like silicone, yeah. Yeah. And they were just doing all kinds of improper things that you shouldn't do with inanimate objects that look like people.
Well,
and they were dressing them up and putting the makeup on them. It was a show.
Yeah. Well,
I watched it on demand, by the way. That's something about me. That I on-demanded it.
Wow.
I didn't just stumble on.
Well, it's very curious, right?
I went through the menu and I went,
Something's on TV.
Let me watch this.
Well, get your sheep noise ready, because there's another weird one.
Oh, okay. Wet my whistle over here. Eat some candy.
Kids given a blow-up sheep prize at a New Zealand fair. Families are shocked. At a market stall was giving away sex toys. Blow-up sheep dolls.
Hold on, it's a sex toy? So there's like a little hole in the back where there's a little tail is?
It's a sheep that's sporting a French-made bonnet and long blue eyelashes.
No way.
And a couple of holes, but they didn't say where.
That is trifling.
And
it had a it had a maid outfit on?
It had this weird like bonnet and then like blue long eyelashes. And you could see, like, it's a big blow-up doll.
People are weird. Like, somebody has to manufacture that. Like,
someone has to order it. And they order the wrong one.
Yeah,
that's the big thing.
That's another thing.
And that's what's happening in New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Yeah.
That's not the
New Zealand family that reported this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But that's not the same place as where you can get gay time, is it?
No, that's not the same. It's not the same place.
Because it's hard to have a gay time on your own.
That's
all I know about that.
It's so hard to have gay time on your own.
You have
no
idea. Like, all week I couldn't stop thinking about that either. Because it's just so funny. I never even saw the YouTube version of it. It's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
You should, yeah.
Literally.
It's really great. By the way, on those sheep, I had some free time. And now we can get all this crazy stuff on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Those sheep are also available on Amazon.
How much?
I don't. It might have been in the ballpark of like $35.
That's it?
Yeah. Maybe we can get one as a mascot.
Do you think that the sheep is more expensive or less expensive than 4,000 bees?
Maybe we could look that up on our next break. Anyways, that is my weird news.
Good job. We got to get some bees.
Bees. I don't have bee sounders.
That's okay. I like that you can ship bees in a box.
And ladybugs, too, right?
Oh, and ladybugs.
Yeah, that's always
I meant
good.
To say ladybugs, but you can also buy bees.
You can buy bees on Amazon,
yeah.
too.
Buying bees, I'm sorry, less funny than buying ladybugs, because I think buying ladybugs is way funnier.
What is it, like 4,000?
Yeah, it was like 4,000 something ladybugs.
We have to look this up.
Hilarious.
I keep thinking to look it up just out of curiosity.
Let's do it. And on the break.
We've
got to take
that.
A break right now.
Should we take a break right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll be right back after
fish.
This.
This is the Darrington K Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do. Up a chair, and here is what you do. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Your drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself. Bust a nut.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
It's just like NPR. Only a little different. The Derek and Kay Show. Hey, we are back. Derek and Kay Show.
We are back. And I love Belle and Sebastian and NPR. But
they're both great.
I think I love Belle and Sebastian more.
Yeah, they're pretty great. The Boy with the Arab Strap. Never know what this song means. But
I think it's
great.
About a band.
Is it about a band?
Yes, I think the band is called Arab Strap.
Like a band?
No, not that kind of band. Like a band, like a sing-song band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I don't know for sure. If you're wondering, 1,500 Ladybugs, live Ladybugs, cost $12.99.
That's a bargain.
Yeah. And they've got, like, all good reviews, except for one that was said that all the Ladybugs died before they arrived. Which is pretty awful.
Oh, that is pretty bad.
How much is the blow up sheep?
Well, I found one here. Dolly the inflatable sheep.
She's got Dolly, blue. Just like the clone sheep.
Maybe that's what they're saying. We've looked at many of these. I don't know if this is the exact one, but this one here is $11.33.
Oh, that's it?
That's really cheap. But you know what's funny? When they have their frequently bought there, they have like a person blow up doll.
Oh boy!
So you can get both. But this isn't, because we looked this up before, and there were some really funny comments like this blow up sheep like ruined my life or something. I don't know. There's some really funny ones. I don't remember which one it is, but
maybe we should order the blow up sheep and give it away as a prize here on the Derek and Kay Show.
That is a great idea. I love that. That is totally crazy. I wonder if Kyle would be interested in that.
Maybe. Him and his friends.
Yeah,
they can play with it together,
so to speak.
Gross. Anyway, you ready for the entertainment news of the week?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's get to it. So on some Twitter news, have you ever, how often are you on Twitter?
Not much these days. I used to be like every day, but
oh,
I don't
really
remember the last time I checked.
Not me neither,
like,
right?
Every few weeks, maybe.
I have a real hard time tweeting. Anyway, apparently someone who doesn't have a hard time tweeting is Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
Who tweets a lot. And some of his, and people love to follow his tweets. Some of the most popular tweets are, can we please toast to the mother effing douchebags tonight?
Whoops.
Fur pillows are actually hard to sleep on.
Fur pillows?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I make awesome decisions in bike stores. In bike stores.
That's kind of random.
Man, whatever happened to my antique fish tank? Do you know where to find marble conference tables? Looking to have a conference. Not until I find the table, though.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so he's got apparently these like crazy tweets. But the latest viral video to be a big hit is Josh Groban singing Kanye West tweets.
Really?
And it was on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show.
That's interesting.
But it's the most distributed video like I've ever seen. Here it is. This is the audio from the video.
More than 20 million albums worldwide. And now,
pretty funny.
Oscar and Grammy nominee Josh
Groban. This makes me actually like Josh Groban because
yeah.
I was kind of
right.
thinking he was a little cheesy, but now I think he's cool.
Hello there. I'm Oscar and Grammy nominated singer Josh Groban. If you love Kanye West tweets as much as I do, you are going to love my new album.
Josh Groban's The Best Tweets of Kanye West.
His tweets are 140 characters, but the depth of his passion is immeasurable.
Fur pillows are hard to actually sleep on.
The next one's my favorite.
You'll get all of your favorites.
That one was classical music is tight, yo.
Wow.
Which I thought was really funny.
Those are great.
Anyway, the video is on it's not on our blog. Well, I can put it there later. But
that sounds great.
If you Google it, you'll find it. It's not that hard. If you have two brain cells rubbed together, you should be able to find it easily. Courtney Love was sued for defamation after a Twitter tirade. This is more Twitter news. Courtney Love's Twitter feed has gotten in trouble again, only this time it's not the tabloid type of trouble. So she had a Twitter fight with a lawsuit for designer Dawn Simon Simo Rankier, which claimed Love's March 2009 Twitter tirade against her damaged her reputation and career. But the tweets have been deleted.
Oh.
But some of the tweets were like, she received a vast amount of money from me, over $40,000, and I did not make people famous to get raped too.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the trial begins January 18th. But in reading the story, the story isn't about the story. The story really that I want to talk about is people making comments on the story from Entertainment Weekly. So at the bottom of the story, there are people's comments. Boom said, and boom goes the dynamite. That's the whole comment.
I wish we had that one. That's good.
And Tina Turner writes, I adore Love and her drug-induced Twitter rants. And then Damn, spelled D-A-M-M-M-M-M, says, I want to get famous if only I can get close enough to Courtney Love to piss her off. People are haters.
Wow.
But
they make up a name just to do it.
Yeah.
That's funny. I
love
that.
The funny comments. Extreme Couponing is going to be on TLC after they had just a special about couponing, but now it's going to be a regular series.
What is this? About,
so,
like, store?
I didn't see this, but apparently there's a whole show about people who go and they go crazy with store coupons.
Wow. There's a show about this now.
Yes. And here's some here's some audio from the preview from the last show.
When I walk up to the checkout counter, I normally hear, oh, my God, can you go to another line? Carol!
She's got her groceries in the car, and she's coming up to the...
Here we go!
She starts scanning all her groceries.
They're going to pay her money
to
take the groceries.
Well, it was like Ritz crackers and like all this stuff.
Love the music.
The music is great.
It's 2:30, 38 today without your coupons.
And so she starts giving her the coupons, and she starts scanning the coupons.
$4 take off.
And she gets bitter because she added on
$4. Give me my money, okay? I know Carol's wonderful and everything, but she is a human, and we can't air, so I'm checking.
The music is the best part.
Yeah, very dramatic.
Over $250 worth of food. Now we're at 100. Yes, that's right.
Oh, that guy said, sorry, I got to stop it. There was a guy in the background that said, my wife got a shop with you. All right, here we go.
Not even close. Joyce still has to hand over her store rewards card, which is like using all of the in-store coupons at once.
Now we're going to use our grocery store card and see what else we see.
$3.95 minus.
Some music.
Dramatic.
$6.90. So she had like over $230 worth of coupons.
What?
Yeah.
Here, okay? Oh, excuse me, I got a little excited. Wait, you ain't take off my bag.
Wait a minute.
Girl bag. So that's another nickel per bag.
I'd like to know, how does she do all that saving?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait. How much did she pay?
I think the balance was like $6 and some change. And then she reminded the cashier that she needed to take the 5 cents off per all of her.
She brought her own bags.
Brought her own bags, yeah.
Wow. This is TV?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm just curious about how they're going to make like 30 minutes of show of this.
Yeah. Like consistently.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
And you know, I think like maybe for a couple of weeks, I was all about clipping coupons and trying to make it work out.
Oh, yeah.
It's just hard. You got to buy a
really
paper.
Hard.
You got to do like online searching.
Yeah.
And then you got to buy like crap food. You can't buy like, you know.
Yeah. It's hardly the stuff that you want.
Yeah. It's like Ritz.
Ritz. Yeah.
I mean, I like a Ritz cracker as much as the next
person.
Yeah,
every once in a while.
But I don't need a whole damn box of Ritz.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do with that.
If only to get it for like 10 cents.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But I don't want to eat crap for, you know. Just for saving money.
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid.
Wow, that's interesting.
But I thought that was really funny.
I'll have to see that.
This doesn't fall into the entertainment news category, but it's pretty funny because it was on CNN.
Mm.
And it just was labeled urine collector.
What?
An Ohio man whose fetish-driven actions led Ohio to pass a law banning the collection of bodily fluids, may be headed back to jail. Alan David Patton, 59, is awaiting trial for allegedly installing urine collection devices in a Lewis Center, Ohio fast food restaurant, the Columbus Dispatch reported.
What?
He was convicted in 2009 of charges related to collecting other people's urine in his hometown of Dublin, Ohio, according to the newspaper.
Jeez.
The registered sex offender is accused of violating his bond conditions for the more recent case, the Dispatch reported. He faces as long as 8 months in jail and $1,500 in fines if convicted. That's all I got to say about that.
Wow. That is troubling.
So my question is, what is he doing with all the urine he's collecting?
Right?
And how, what are these urine collecting devices? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, like.
Because when you use the bathroom and you go
is
in
it
the
like
toilet,
a fake toilet?
Maybe.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's weird, huh?
That's really weird.
It was on
that
CNN.
Kind of freaks, yeah, like, what's he doing? He's got the bottles or what? He's got them in like wine bottles or something? Like,
maybe. It's just so strange.
Like, this is a nice vintage.
I'm going to need you to log on to our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com right now.
Right now?
Yes. There's
right.
a fun video.
Let's see.
And while you're logging on to that, I want to know if you're excited about Yanni's new album.
Oh, of course I am. if this is it, you bet.
This is it. Are you excited? There's a 30-second snippet on Yanni.com for your enjoyment. This is great quality music. Why is it so loud, too? It's really loud.
I could turn it down here a little
bit. That's all right. Do you want to know what the new album is entitled?
Yeah, what is it so I can find it and
it's
never buy it?
It's entitled Truth of Touch.
Wow.
Doesn't that make you feel violated a little bit?
A little bit. It's a little too close. Let's see. Do I have it here?
Love Yanni.
Here we are. Burnt Out Bulb.
Awful. Awful music.
Let's hope it doesn't play this.
So
it's going to play our show.
I need everyone. Oh, great. We'll get feedback. I need everyone to log on to our blog and to scroll down to the Poop There It Is commercial.
Oh, I saw this earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, this is great.
I need you to watch it again.
Do you want to play it over here?
Yeah, okay. Let's play it over there.
Yeah, I commented on this.
If you have not seen this commercial, do yourself a favor and log on. It's really out of control.
It's really gross. Can you describe what we're seeing here?
Well, there's little kids. It's like a computer animated
so
commercial, and there's babies, and I guess they're having a poop diaper contest, and the diapers fill up with whatever.
Yeah,
they get huge.
Yeah, they take their ass to the crowd.
Yeah, they turn around,
and you see the diaper get
diaper
big.
Diaper explodes.
I love the last one. You can see him like wince a little bit before he turns around.
He like does,
oh,
and then he goes.
Boy.
It's so gross.
That is really gross.
I came across this today while I was going to watch another video because they play a little ad and in front, and I was like, I could not believe what I saw.
Yeah.
I really couldn't.
So is this a current ad now?
Yes. Poop, there it is. Because remember, whoop, there
yeah.
it is.
Oh, yeah.
Poop,
yeah.
There it is.
<That's> great.
So I shared it with Brenna because she's got a poopy baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a new Bachelor. And his season premiered on Monday.
Whoa.
His Bachelor is, well, he's not really a new Bachelor. He's an old Bachelor who came back again.
Uh-huh.
Because the first time, and I didn't watch this, apparently the first time he got to the final rose and there's two girls, he marries one and he turns the other way. Well, he turned both of those down.
Whoa.
Turned both chicks down. And so that was like really controversial. And so this week, He's back on the show again, and all the women are suspect. They suspect him of being the same guy. And woman gets out of the car and slapped him, and it's great.
Oh my God, Brad Womack, really?
Oh my God, what's your name?
I'm Chantel.
I'm Brad.
I have to say, I watched your season.
Right.
And I have something for you.
Oh no.
But here's the thing. Okay. It's not for me.
Okay.
It's from every woman in America.
Okay.
She slapped him.
I'm just a messenger. I hope you understand.
Wow.
I had to get out of the way for everybody else.
Okay, two things. One, I deserve that. Two, I like you better already. Nice hit. Oh, fire.
Good to meet you. Good to meet you.
Sounds like she could have hit him harder.
Yeah, I think so. I like the end.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like, okay. Yeah, I don't know why they had to get the bachelor from like a southern place again, because he just sounds like a donk, and all the chicks are all over him. They've got the normal cast. They've got, you know, one chick who's just really weird. They got one chick who's like a dentist, one chick who's an embalmer.
Oh wow.
One chick is a hairstylist and a single mom. She's the bitch of the show.
Uh huh.
And then one chick owns a car dealership. That's the chick that slapped him. Or her dad owns a car dealership.
I see.
So she's like an executive of, he owns many car dealerships.
I see.
So she's doing okay.
Yeah, the last one was a trip.
Oh,
yeah.
Vienna and...
I don't remember his name. I don't remember names.
I think his name was Jake.
Is it Jake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
They both look like idiots on that show. It was terrific.
Oh, boy.
But I just also noticed when I was reading stories in Entertainment Weekly that people are haters. Like, every time there was, like, a story about something, you know, Katy Perry or, like, Katie Holmes or anybody, people just pile on. People hate.
Yeah, people do. Totally. Yeah, they just pile on.
The internet is full of haters.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely full of haters.
I just wanted to play that.
Oh, you just wanted to play that? You can play that at any time, you know. You don't have to have a reaction for anything.
Don't like it.
Anyway, I guess that's our show for the week.
I guess that's pretty much it. Wow, that flew by.
It did fly by.
Yeah.
I think we'll be maybe having a special in studio guest next week.
I really hope so. We're gonna try to book someone.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe a call in guest. Who knows? But anyway, you can join us next week at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
We'll be back at our normal time.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. You can email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog and watch those fun videos, even the ones I didn't talk about, at derrickandkay.blogspot.com. We'll be revamping that in a few moments.
Yeah.
And next week you can call in live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you are a complete loser and don't have a cell phone.
That's right.
Or Skype.
You should get one of those, and then you can call us.
Yeah, a cell phone is useful if you're stuck somewhere. You know what? I passed a payphone the other day.
Did you see it? Was it working? Or was the phone missing?
No. There was a phone there. It was an actual phone.
Because sometimes I've seen them completely gone.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
But, I saw a payphone on watching the street. It was weird.
Huh? So they're still out there.
Yeah, they are still out there. We should
call us on a payphone.
Yes, you can call us on a payphone, but you got to pay a long-distance charge.
Maybe we should have a game for that sheep like we're talking about, too.
Oh.
That could be good.
But that means you would actually have to order the sheep.
Yeah.
Which could taint you. That could totally taint you.
That's a good point. Why'd you throw it on to me? Because I got the Prime shipping.
Because I'm not ordering the sheep. Yeah, you got Prime shipping. You're an Amazon.com number one Prime customer.
Oh, boy. I'll get two.
I'm just a loser donk customer. and they ship things to my apartment in Somerville that I don't live at anymore.
The wrong place.
Yeah, the wrong place.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, so it might taint you a little bit, but
yeah,
it's all good.
That's all good.
It's all good.
What I can do for the show, my sacrifice to the show.
That's right. I mean, who knows what you're going to do with it. You can order two, one for the show and one for yourself.
Good times. Take a look at that.
Oh, there comes to the Blog Talk Radio.
She didn't talk over you this time.
She talked over you that time.
Yeah, she always just one of us.
She does. She's a bitch. Anyway, we'll be back at our normal time next week.
Yes.
Which we said for like the eighth time.
That's right.
Like
6 o'clock next week.
6 to maybe 8. Who knows?
Yeah, we can broadcast now for that. That'd be exciting.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Anyway, thanks for listening if you were listening.
Yeah.
See, there she goes. She talks over my plug again. Hate that woman. Anyway, we gotta go.
All right.
All right, see you guys later.
See you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Derrick and Kay Show.